after the Red Series, everything looked like panic might set in with only a split, and then you go out to San Diego and you win the series, and we now look for the sweep tomorrow, especially against a team like San Diego, who's throwing out there probably 1-2, and I don't know who they're pitching tomorrow. It might be Darvish, which might be an issue. I'll check that as I'm talking here. But just going out there and doing business against two pitchers, and Musgrove struggled last night, but Dylan Cease is a really good pitcher, and going out there and just dominating a baseball game for the Phils, 5-1 and really 5-0 for most of the game until the home run by Rosario, who cleared the deck to left field, and it was 5-0 for the longest time. Ranger Suarez is on another planet as a pitcher. He was insane. He's really, really good. 8 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned run, no walks, 8 strikeouts, 96 total pitches today. His ERA is down to 1.32. Hoffman came in, struck out the side in the 9th inning to close out the win for this baseball team. And it's an all-around good game, but it really comes down onto the bat of Alec Bohm, who is on a different planet in the hit column. Trey Turner, who's also on a different planet in the hit column. He had a single, a double, an infield single. And then Bohm had a homer and an RBI single, which was a 4-RBI night for Alec Bohm. So all the RBIs came from Turner and Bohm. Realmuto, not great. Marsh, 1-for-3. Castellanos, 1-for-4, made a catch falling into the wall. And hopefully Castellanos is starting to right the ship in the right direction, but still not looking great at the plate. The one single that he did get was a blooper hit that was right over the top of his hands. But the Phils taking down a series in San Diego, which is a series that I don't know if I expect them to win the series, but I expected them to. I probably expected it to be win Friday. I don't know what you're going to do on Saturday, and then I don't know what is going to happen tomorrow, because today was Cease and Ranger Suarez, who both pitchers are good pitchers, and both pitchers went out there and did their job, or didn't really do their job. Cease got roughed up in the 1st inning by Alec Bohm and working a walk with and Schwarber working along at bat in the 1st, and then Turner comes up, singles to right, Harper flies out, and then Bohm hits the 2-run homer, and then Realmuto proceeds to get out, and that mops up that inning. But just Dylan Cease didn't come out. Bohm, he had to face the 2 hottest hitters in pretty much baseball right now. Both of them got on, both of them did damage, and then proceeded to get 2-0 lead, and then the Phils were able to cruise from there on out. And with Ranger Suarez on the mound, you just need a run early, and he's going to dominate. He set a record for 34 or 35 consecutive scoreless innings for the Phillies team this season. Ranger Suarez can and might possibly just win the Cy Young Award. He's really good, and he could keep this up for whole season, which is asking a lot. And it's the same thing with Turner. Like, I don't know if Bohm will be able to keep this hitting up, especially 354 right now where he is, but just ride the Bohm thing for as long as possible. And even if Bohm cools off, I still think Bohm is in a caliber of a really, really good baseball player that can hit really high average in the 310s maybe. I don't think he'll keep up 354 the entire season, but that would be nice, kind of like a Luis Arraez. And Trey Turner definitely, I think, can keep up hitting the ball, because he just is a batter who's like C-ball, hit-ball type of thing, but he's like he's such a good hitter, and he always has been such a good hitter in his career. And last year was kind of like a slumpy type season, but he ended with the end of the season with a really good end of the year 6 weeks. So having him onto the right streak now is really good, and getting that early and having all that confidence behind him and padding those stats a little bit earlier. So he's up at 345. Brandon Marsh got a single, but he's almost at 300 now in the year. Merrifield got an infield hit. He's over 200. So the only guy on the starting line, two guys in the starting lineup today that are under 200 are Schwarber, that's 190, and Castellanos, 181. And it's not great when Schwarber's batting 190 and your two guys that going into the 2022 season, I think it was, 2022 season, that you proceeded to sign for a bunch of money are both batting in the 1-7 hole, batting 180 and 190 respectively. So not great for those guys, but Phils take a 5-1 win over the San Diego Padres. They look for the series sweep tomorrow. A little bit of a tougher task. They've got Rangers. They've got Taiwan Walker on the mound, which no one likes, against Michael King. And I think they'll be fine in the offensive category, but just going to be how much can we pitch. And I might end up turning into a bullpen game. We'll see what happens, but they might need these bullpen arms are going to need some work anyway. So could turn into a bullpen game. Hopefully Walker can just pitch respectively well. I don't have much confidence in it. I'll be on after the game. The game is a 4:10 afternoon game after the Sixers game, so you can watch both and then be in the driver's seat for the evening. The Padres have a 67.5% chance to win. Hasn't really gone that way so far this season, this series, so hopefully the Phils can take down another win and a series sweep to almost guarantee a winning road trip if they don't get swept by Anaheim, which I don't think they will, and they can try and get to Michael King. So I am Kevin Flannery signing off. I will see you tomorrow afternoon after the Phillies and Sixers games.